I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis called, quote, throwaway culture a pandemic and blamed it for leaving migrants and displaced people without a voice and at the mercy of those who exploit them. The Pope said that to support migrants, it takes calling out injustices, but also giving dignity back to those, quote, who live with great uncertainty and who are unable to dream of a better world. The Pope's message came ahead of this weekend's World Social Forum on Migrations in Mexico City. According to the data found on the black box of the crashed Lion Air jet, the plane's airspeed indicator malfunctioned on its last four flights. The chairman of Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee said each of the four flights, including the fatal one on October 29th, faced a similar problem. The flight on October 29th killed all 189 people on board when the plane crashed into the Java Sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta. Investigators still need to look at the plane's maintenance records to see what problems were reported, what repairs were done, and how those repairs were tested before the plane was labeled airworthy. The Trump administration has issued new sanctions on Iran. However, eight major importers of Iranian oil will not be hit with penalties at the moment. The sanctions that went into effect were the ones that had been lifted under the agreement that Iran gets sanction relief in exchange for decreasing its nuclear program. The Trump administration aims to cut off the profit Iran makes from oil and stifle the country's economy. However, the U.S. will continue to let China, Greece, India, Italy, Turkey, South Korea, Taiwan, and Japan purchase oil as long as they, quote, work to reduce imports to zero. Bishop George Murray of Youngstown, Ohio, announced the names of 31 clergy and one religious brother credibly accused of sexual assault of a minor that had served in the diocese since it was founded in 1943. He also released the name of two priests from the Diocese of Pittsburgh that, although removed from ministry, now lived in the Youngstown Diocese. Bishop Murray stated that all credible claims had been reported to the police and that all those that were accused had been removed from ministry years ago, if not decades ago. 18 of the diocesan priests that were accused are now deceased. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.